So let's dive deep. Let's do it. The only thing I know is that I don't know anything. Are you really ready to look at yourself? You are seen, you are heard, you are loved. Cut all that out. Just say the deep dive with Adam Roa. I don't like any of that.
The Deep Dive with Adam Roa.
What's up, Deep Divers? Thank you for joining me for another episode of Deep Dive Musings. My name is Adam Roa. Before I dive into the content, I just want to let you know that there are two opportunities to come and experience myself and Azria too, completely in the flesh, in person. We are speaking and I am performing, and we are together leading a workshop, even all of it, at the Awakened Woman Convergence that is happening in Arizona, October 12th through the 15th. So if you're in or near Arizona and you would like to do that, I encourage you to sign up. And if you're looking for a discount to make that more feasible for you, I should be able to get you a discount code. Just send me a message and ask, and I'm happy to do that. And also then, if you're in Australia or feel like going to Australia or can get to Australia or live in Australia, my one-man show, Permission to Think Freely, which is so much bigger than a one-man show because Monique Benabou is an incredibly talented singer, songwriter, and her guitarist are actually flying out as well to tour this show. Melbourne is November 4th. Gold Coast is November 9th, Sydney is November 14th, and Perth is November 18th. So that's what's going on. And if you're around any of those areas, I highly, highly, highly encourage you to come check it out because they're going to be awesome. Now, as far as the content today, I want to speak about something that's very, very present for me, because later today I am leaving for Egypt for basically a 9-day excursion. And without going into the details, I can say that it's all just divine synchronicity, and I feel so blessed. And yesterday morning, Azria flew to Maui by herself. And she is going to spend the next 2 weeks in Maui, essentially house-sitting this magical property and watching someone's dog. And we were originally both going to go to Maui. It was offered to us as a couple, and they said, why don't you take some time for yourselves? You could even use the space to lead a workshop. And we thought about, you know, leading some sort of retreat and having people fly to Maui. And ultimately, there was such excitement on her part, Azria, that it became very clear to me that I didn't have that same level of excitement about it. In fact, there was a huge part of me that didn't even really want to go. And when I just evaluated everything and was honest with myself, I realized that the feeling I had was that I'm not supposed to go to Maui. I'm just not supposed to be there. And that's a really interesting thing to even say out loud, because Maui is amazing and their property that we were offered is amazing. And yet deep in my core, whenever I tuned in and I meditated on it, I just knew I'm not supposed to go. I don't know where, what the other alternatives are. I guess I could travel anywhere in the world. I was open to what would show up. I wasn't going to force it. And up until last weekend, I had no idea, and I was, I don't want to say resigned, but I was under the impression that I was just going to stay home on my own and just have my own time. Now, last weekend, as you may know, if you listen to these other podcasts or follow me online, then you know that we led a activation retreat called Activating Your Soul Signature. And we had a group of people fly in, and we facilitated this 4-day retreat. And there was a lot of exercises and work and deep, just deep work that was done prior to an ayahuasca ceremony, and then the next day, a peyote ceremony as the integration all day long, which is a really beautiful combination, a beautiful way to integrate. And we don't lead, by the way, the medicine itself. That is not something that we have felt called to do at this point. We actually pay to bring in facilitators that we really, really deeply trust and respect. And then we finished with some work on the other side of that, some deep integration work. And so during this ceremony, it became a very clear message: go to Egypt. And I've had this happen a few times in my past where in some sort of divine synchronistic way, whether it is in a medicine ceremony or it's in a meditation. For example, when I went to India last year, I went for a month by myself, and I hadn't even started this podcast at that time. And going to India was a distinct calling in meditation. I was meditating one day and got the download to go to India. And so I did. I just booked the tickets, similar to Egypt. I got the calling, you're supposed to be in Egypt, and said, okay. And so 1 week later, basically the night of the ceremony was Saturday. I'm recording this, it's Saturday. So I will be leaving 1 week from the day that I got the call, pretty much exactly. And for Azria, it was different. She just knew she was supposed to be in Maui. And I want to talk about how special it is, how much I appreciate being in a relationship where we not only understand this need or calling to go on these solo adventures, but we actually support each other in them. We say, babe, I fully trust your intuition when it says that you're supposed to be here. And I support that because I know that the evolution of this other human being, the evolution of Azria, will only amplify and strengthen our relationship. And as a result, also amplify and expand me. And when we talk about the slinky effect, for those of you who are unfamiliar, the slinky effect is how we describe a healthy relationship, and not just a relationship romantically, but your relationship with the universe, your relationship with friends and family. Healthy relationships operate like a slinky, where each person's an end of that slinky, and one person's growth pulls the other person forward. And through this continual pulling forward of each other, you move in the same direction through life. And this is an example, tangibly, and why I wanted to share it, is this is an actual tangible, practical, real life, in the moment example of what that can look like. Because there is a part of me, if I'm fully honest, there is a part of me that still has some level of programming of fear around her being out on her own, traveling on her own. And it's Maui and it's a beautiful property. And yet the idea of her being there by herself still has some level of trigger in my system. I'm aware of that. I can feel it. And I'm not going to choose to let fear run my life, especially unconscious fear that's not grounded in any sort of like real world experience that I can recollect or call to for why she shouldn't go. And for myself, Egypt. Right now, Egypt is a high terror alert. There's a lot of people who are not willing to travel to Egypt in this time. And yet I just know I'm supposed to be there. And so one of the biggest catalysts for change in my life has been travel. And traveling on your own, and I'm going with a friend, and we will be with other people when we arrive there. That's a whole nother story. But still, without Azria, traveling is so expansive because you get a chance to see how you show up in the world, how you're received in the world without any sort of identification of yourself through your partner. There's no other half to the equation. And Azri and I have been together now just about 9 years, and our lives are so intertwined through the businesses that we run, the journeys and adventures that we take together. All of our creations, for the most part, let's say 90% of our creations, we do together. And so when I travel off on my own, meet people I haven't met, go to a country I've never been to, and she's not with me, there's a part of myself that I get to see that I don't actually see when I'm around her. Even in simple ways, such as in the roles that we kind of naturally have fallen into in our relationship, one of the things that she handles is she actually cooks our meals while we're at home. I don't consider myself much of a cook. She loves it. And so that's a natural role that we've fallen into. And so when I'm around her, there's a portion of myself that actually allows for her to handle sustaining my livelihood to an extent, if you want to go that deep with it. She gets to think about the meals that she'd like to prepare for the week, and she gets to think about the nutrition, and she is so on top of it, and I am so grateful. And because that's been happening now for 9 years, that's a side of myself that when she's not around, I notice. I'm like, oh, this is interesting. Last night, I didn't think about eating until about 8:30 p.m. I was like, oh, most things are closed now, or about to be closed. I don't really feel like going anywhere. I didn't have the foresight to think about what to eat. And so I ended up eating some granola in the house at 9 o'clock. That's not because I'm incapable of taking care of myself. What that is an adjustment to the first night that Azria's not home, and that part of myself that I won't say I turned off, but I definitely turned down. And so for her in Maui, for example, when we travel together, I handle the logistics. I handle how to get places, how, like, navigation, that sort of stuff. And so now there's a part of her who, well, in which she's going to have to step into that she may not normally do when we're traveling together. And that's where some expansion lies, because as we tap back into these parts of ourselves, we strengthen them, we expand them, and we grow. And the other part of this that I think is worth mentioning is our commitment to following our intuition. I wanted to share this because it's another just real world, real time example of us leaning in to our higher selves and the guidance from the universe. The parts of us that say, I have no idea why I was told to go to Egypt within like a week. But I do know that I've made a commitment to follow these signs and follow them 100%, go all in. And so that's what I'm doing. And yeah, it can be scary. Yeah, it can be a huge mental trap, a big mental obstacle course trying to figure out the why as to why am I supposed to be there, because the guidance and the decision to go there came from something, a part of myself that exists beyond what my logical thinking mind can fully comprehend. And so it's a fool's errand to try and figure out what may lie on the other side of this. I just know that it's I just know that I feel that I'm supposed to be there. And so I'm going. And if you've been following the journey for a while now, you know that this time, essentially 2 years ago, we made the commitment to start traveling, to quit our jobs, start coaching full time, and start traveling the world and showing ourselves and the people who followed us that we can create whatever we want to create if we're willing to trust. Because it's not just creating by ourselves, we are co-creating with the universe that is here to support us. If consciousness, if God created this universe through intention, and we are a facet of that consciousness, we are a part of it, we are God, we are consciousness in physical form, well then at some level, maybe our non-physical form level, we are creators of this universe. As above, so below. It is through our intention that we get to shape the world around us. And so at some level, my higher self, the one that can see beyond time and beyond matter, feels like I should be in Egypt, and Azria's feels like she should be in Maui. And I'm excited to go on these adventures and share on the other side what actually has come through. And so for those of you listening to this, this feels a little different than my normal musings because I feel like I'm just sharing what is. What is super present right now without a idea what's on the other side, but because I want you to see what it looks like. It is my desire for you to hear literally on the day that I'm leaving, for you to hear what the slinky effect looks like in my relationship. When I refer to the slinky effect, when you see that hashtag, when you see Azri and I posting our pictures of each other and of our adventures, these are the moments in between. These are the moments standing at the cliff's edge, about to take that leap of faith. This is what works for us in our relationship as we continue to support each other to evolve and expand and grow, which is one of the biggest gifts a relationship can be, because it's an amplifier. Without a doubt, you can grow faster in relationships than you can on your own, because you have a mirror, you have a sparring partner, you have a training ground to implement everything that you're learning and get real-time feedback. And this is what it looks like in mine. This is what it sounds like for me to be staring over the edge of the cliff, about to take that leap again. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the work that you're doing. Because all of your expansion and all of your growth is elevating the entire collective. You're playing your part. So thank you. You are seen, you are heard, and you are loved.